Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. In the previous Mishnah, we were introduced to the Chagigas Arba'asar, the Karban Chagiga that is sometimes brought along with the Karban Pesach in order to make sure that there is enough food in everybody's stomach so that they can eat the Karban Pesach al Hasova, bring them to being full. And our Mishnah Dalet, brings us more details about the Karban Chagiga. So the Mishnah tells us Chagiga haisaba min hatzon min habakar. The Karban Chagiga could be brought from the flocks, like the Karban Pesach, or from the cattle. The Karban Pesach is brought only from flocks, which is of course sheep and goats. But the Karban Chagiga could also be brought from cattle, from cows. Obviously, as we said, the Karban Chagiga, part of the point of the Karban Chagiga is that everybody should have a lot to eat. So if you have a lot of people at your Seder, then having the Karban Pesach, which is already small, and adding to it another sheep or goat may not be sufficient. But if you add a cow, now you're talking about real meat. And that is possible and permitted. That's one of the options for your Karban Chagiga. The Mishnah does elaborate, having said that you could bring it min hatzon, it clarifies for us, min hakvasim min ha'izim, it could be sheep or goats, and min hazacharim u min hanakevos, it could be a male animal or a female animal, and the Karban Pesach is only a male animal, only male sheep or goats, and also only less than 1 year, which is also not specified at all here by the Karban Chagiga. This Karban Chagiga is intended, of course, to be eaten with the Karban Pesach at the Seder, but the Karban Pesach must be finished. You can't leave any over. And it must be finished by midnight. So, you might be a little concerned, right? So if I have the Karban Chagiga that I'm bringing along with the Karban Pesach, so then, that's, what if I have too much meat now? So the Mishnah reassures us that you have a little bit more time. The Chagiga can be eaten that day, right, Erev Pesach, after you brought it. It could be eaten that night with the Seder, which is the main time you're planning to eat it, but also it could be eaten the following day, on Yom Tov, until Shkia. So therefore, if you don't finish it at the Seder, you have all of the following day. You can eat it for lunch on Yom Tov.